Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, we had a great day. Went and stood outside a false religious body in Lakeland, Florida, warning them about false word of faith, new apostolic reformation, heretical Christianity. Glory to God for what we get to do. Hey, I got a topic for you today. Call men to repentance, not to prayer for salvation. Let's talk about this. I've written lots of articles about the sinner's prayer, how it's unbiblical. I just want to cap this off quickly. Calling men to repentance, not prayer for salvation. The modern trend today, what do we see? We see it's people gathering people around, asking them to accept Jesus, raise your hand, and then they say a prayer with them, and it gives them all a good fleshly feeling. Is this what we see in the Bible from Jesus Christ and the men he trained up? Is this how evangelism works in the Bible? Let's take a look at this quickly. John the Baptist, per Jesus, the greatest man, did he do sinner's prayer for salvation? Matthew 3, 1 through 2 and 7 and 8. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance." Hey, John wasn't doing a sinner's prayer and praying with these people. Let me read you all the verses where John was praying with people for salvation. Oh, there is none. All right, make note of that. How about Jesus? Did Jesus pray with people for salvation? What did Jesus say? Luke 13, 3 and 5. "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." How about John 8, 11 and 12? "She said, No man, Lord. And he said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now let me read you all the verses where Jesus Christ, creator of the universe, Son of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, where he prayed with people so that they could receive salvation versus calling them to repentance. Oh, there's no verses where Jesus prayed with people. Let's keep going. How about Peter, the guy that Jesus trained up? Acts 2:38. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now let me read to you all the verses that I looked and found where Peter's praying with people for salvation. Well, there is no verses, folks, where Peter's praying with people for salvation. Like Jesus, like John the Baptist, he's calling them to repent. Change your mind, change your ways, turn to Christ. I'll share with you what I think is the biblical way to encourage people to pray at the end of this article audio. How about Philip? Acts 8:27, 31, 35, and 39. "And he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he said, How can I, except some man show me and guide me? And he desired that Philip would come up and sit with him. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." Okay. "And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said," ready for this? "The eunuch said, Here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went both down to the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and baptized him. And when they come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, that the eunuch saw him no more. And then he went on his way, rejoicing." Now let's look for the verses where Philip did a prayer with the eunuch for salvation, there is no verses found for anything like that. Hey, let's move on to Apostle Paul, another man trained by Jesus Christ. Acts 17:30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Change your mind. Change your ways. Seek after Christ. Not say a prayer and raise your hand. So let's look for all the verses where Apostle Paul in the scriptures in the New Testament was doing prayer with people so they could receive salvation. Let's look for all those verses. Well, there is no verses. None. The conversions we see in scripture are all a work of the Holy Spirit deep within men, not a surface prayer, sinner's prayer, led prayer, lip service prayer. No. Ask yourself, folks, where did this practice come from? Where men pray with the lost to help them find Jesus, give them the words to say, versus true repentance being preached and the Spirit of God moving on people. All right? That's the key. That's what we see in Scripture. We see repentance being preached, and then we see the Spirit of God moving on people. He guides them. He leads them. He convicts them. Not you or me leading them in some prayer. Really, when it comes down to it, it's a false way made of man. Here's where it comes from. It really started mainstream with Charles Finney in the 1800s doing his altar calls, getting people to move physically to come and receive the Lord. Then Billy Sunday and Billy Graham picked it up in the 1900s and made it mainstream. Just raise your hand and say a prayer and accept Jesus. This is not what we see in Scripture. So I need to call it out. Look at the fruit of this American churchianity system. Look at the fruit of America. Spiritually dead, void of full biblical truth, worldly and carnal, compromised, paganized, and feminized. That's the fruit of your saying a prayer to find salvation. Well, it's pretty clear to me. All these false ways make one thing: false converts. We must allow the Spirit to make men into saints of God, born by the Spirit, not some prayer done on the outside. All right? If you and I lead them in prayer, tell them what to say, it's all an outside activity. But calling them to faith and repentance, to new life when God sends the Spirit upon them, then obedience and holiness and endurance, that is a work of God. And that can only be done by the Spirit convicting them after you call them to repentance in Christ. No, America's got enough false converts, folks. Repent of these man-made fleshly ways if you use them. They're not of God. They're unbiblical. Preach Christ crucified. Call men to repent unto Him. Then trust in the work of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit convict them, guide them, give them the words in prayer to cry out. Then us teachers, us men, will help work and make holy disciples out of them and guide them. But it must be a work of the Spirit, not of the outside. Let's talk about prayer for a minute. Jesus said, go in your closet and pray. Yeah. I tell men when they say, will you pray with me? I say, you know what? You need to go home and go to a private place. You need to cry out to God. Ask God for the words. Ask the Spirit to convict you. Ask the Spirit to guide you. Cry out and God will meet you if you mean it. And you will not go unanswered. And you'll find new life in Him if you seek it. That's what I tell men to do. The people that I would pray with would be brothers and sisters that I'm close to and committed in the Lord. People must find their own way via the Spirit. I can't lead them in sinner's prayers or salvation prayers. That's what I'm trying to get across. I preach repentance, then trust the Spirit to do the work deep inside a person. So test all these things, will you? American churchianity, it's making mostly false converts. It's keeping false ways. And a lack of repentance, preaching repentance, and just praying with sinners for salvation is really a big root problem. It may look really super spiritual, and it may increase the numbers in the pews, no doubt. But it's not filling up heaven, I promise you. It's making false converts, worldly, corrupt people. Most important, it's not pleasing to the Heavenly Father. It's not why He sent Christ. It's not saving men's souls. It's a superficial, surface level faith Christianity, false Christianity that must be rejected. No, God's ways are far above our ways. Don't try to improve upon them. You think you know better than God? We know better than the people that God trained, that God, these men walked with God. And these pastors and evangelists today think they know better. And they alter the methods that those men of God that walked with Christ, trained by the Holy Spirit, were using. How arrogant and prideful can you get using methods outside of our holy, written, eternal Word of God? Let me leave you with one last verse. Isaiah 53:6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned aside, everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The reason I want to read that scripture verse to you. We've all turned away and gone. We've all turned, everyone his own way. This is what man-made religion has done. It's turned to its own way. Ah, we're going to do it this way. I hear it constantly. Well, we do it this way because we get better results. We think this way is a better way. No, no. Christ came, shed his blood, rose again, and we have our charge. Call men to faith and repentance in him and trust that the Holy Spirit will do its work, and it's a true conversion. When that happens, I'm telling you, people, I see mountains and boatloads of people that are false converts from this false prayer Christianity. They have not had a true work of the Spirit done deep inside them. That's why I call men to repentance. And I say, cry out to God. The Holy Spirit will lead you what to say, how to say it, where to say it, when to say it. And then I strive to make disciples out of those that are changed by the Spirit of God. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. Cling to God's ways. Get rid of all your false man-made churchianity. It will not lead you to eternal life. There is a narrow path. Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way. That straight way is the Father's way, not American churchianity or man improvised ways that fill pews but will not help anyone enter into the kingdom of God. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope that's been edifying to you. Till next time, let me know how I can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Pouring out every day as we're out street preaching, witnessing the gospel, calling people to this mighty Savior. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.